Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
O lover of my soul, separate us, we are one. O lover of my soul and keeper of my spirit, nothing can separate us.
You join me in prayer as we prepare for the message today. Once again, attesting to the truth that there is this blind force that we call by many names. It is that first cause. I call it the Ancient of Days. It is the absolute essence infused in all life and all things known and unknown. For I affirm, and I know deeply, that my life is animated by this one life. As it breathes me and it animates me. It gives me life. And as this is true for me, this is true for each person hearing this prayer today. Yes, I affirm that we are all a divine idea in the mind of this one divine creative intelligence that we call God. Our life is a divine appointment. And so knowing this to be true, I know that every moment is unfolding perfectly. And so we ask the question, what is wanting to be known right now, today, And I invite each of us now to clear our mind of the things that are around us, to settle in and to receive this prepared message, believing that there is something that each of us can take away that are able to apply it to our lives. That the ideas expressed in this message will enrich us and equip us to be the best version of ourselves. And I am so grateful for this time together. I'm grateful for the ability to sit safely at home with this wonderful technology that we have and to be able to receive this message. And I am so grateful for the truths that will be received today. I just release this prayer now into that divine flow, that receptive medium that takes these words and is already acting upon them. There is nothing for me to do. I simply let it be. And together we say, and so it is. Hello, I'm Rodney Jansen, a prayer practitioner here at the Center. And here is today's affirmation from our Prayers of Wisdom and Vision book of Inspiration and Motivation. My mind is an essential aspect of the one mind. The creativity of the divine mind expresses through me. The freedom and joy of the one life lives in me. And so it is.
Hello, I am Edward Fulyun. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living virtual service, especially if you are new to our service or visiting us from a city outside of Santa Rosa. We welcome you here. And if by chance you are a member of the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, I have an important announcement just for you. Our annual membership gathering, our business meeting, is taking place in March as usual. However, due to shelter in place and the pandemic, we have to go about things a little bit differently. So if you are a member, I'm alerting you now that you will be receiving a postcard in the mail with information about how to register for the general membership meeting. That means you'll have to go online. And if you're a household with, say, a couple, each one of you has to register separately. And the reason for that is because we need to have a quorum to do business. So this year, the meeting will be attended by members only. But in order to remain inclusive, we will record the whole meeting and make it available for all of our friends and wider community to enjoy also. I'm so glad that you're here and enjoying our services. And I want to let you know that there is a way to support our service financially, and that's very easy to do. There are a number of ways, actually. The easiest way is to go to our website, cslsr.org, and click on the donate menu item, and there you'll be taken to our donation portal. It's very easy to use. If you're watching us on Facebook, you'll notice that there are donate buttons on our Facebook page, and you can use that. It's secure, and all the donations go directly to us. Of course, some of our members and friends enjoy the feeling of writing a check. Yes, some people still do that. And you can send your check in to our physical address, 2075 Occidental Road, Santa Rosa, California, 95401. We pick up all the mail, and we particularly enjoy the notes that come along with the donations. Well, you don't even need to send in a donation to send in a note. We grow and thrive with spiritual support as much as we do with financial support. We at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa are guided and motivated by a vision of a healthy, loving world It is called the Global Vision. And this vision imagines a world in which each one of us, by using spiritual principle, help to create a world that works for everyone. I invite you now to sit back and enjoy our service. I know that somewhere between the music and the meditation and the message and the prayer is exactly what your heart is seeking for the next step of your spiritual journey. Welcome.
I won't make a quiet place, a quiet place within my heart, and I will wait upon the Lord, wait upon the place within my mind, and I will wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord. Be still, my soul, be still, be still, my soul, be still. A quiet place within my life, and I will wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord. I will make a quiet place, a quiet place within my heart. Within my mind, and I will wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord. Be still, my soul, be still, be still, my soul, be still. Within my life, and I will wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord. I will make a quiet place, I will make a quiet place.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a clean slate, a fresh start? I've been thinking about that because I know a lot of people who have been looking forward to this new year, 2021, hoping for a fresh start and a clean slate. And some are disappointed that things seem to be just the same as they were in December, or disappointed that things are moving too slowly for their taste. And some people are feeling the disappointment that there is still so much unknown. Now, as students of science of mind, we are inclined to think that a new start isn't attached to a particular date, like the first day of a year. Rather, it is an ongoing opportunity that exists in every moment. Have you seen that scene in some old movie, you know, the one where the author sits with a blank page inserted into her typewriter and she's staring at it, paralyzed by the empty canvas with all of its options and all of its possibilities waiting to be explored, but she doesn't move? There's something exciting about a blank page or an empty canvas, you know, like an open road. Who knows the limits of what may be possible? And along with it, along with the hope for what might be there, can also be the paralyzing fear for what is not yet known. The thing about a fresh start or a clean slate or a blank page is that when it does present itself, it comes with that combination of excitement and sometimes even panic, the feeling of what now? And the writer would call it creative block, I'm thinking. And to be clear, that shows up in all of life's blank page moments, you know, the moments of transition, new beginnings, you know, like moving to a new home or relocating to a new city or having a child or ending a relationship or starting a new relationship or changing career or going through loss, success or failure. Sometimes we seek out these new beginnings and other times the fresh new blank slate start seems to insert itself into our lives, you know, ready or not, here it is. Have you thought about that? What blank page, fresh start, new possibility is in your life right now for you? It's an excellent question to ask during these pandemic times, you know, when so much of our mobility, our activity, our choices appear to be constricted and limited or thwarted and frustrated. Science of Mind, the philosophy we teach at the Center for Spiritual Living, is built on the assumption that the creative field that we call the divine is a permanent and endless source of infinite possibilities. And I take that personally to mean that at any moment, at any time, there is the option to set off in a new direction, the opportunity to author something new for me and for you. Think of it this way. There is a blank piece of paper in our soul's typewriter. And the next plot point in the story is waiting to be written by, well, you and me. Now, here are four ideas, I call them competencies, that help me when I'm facing a new start, or when I'm concerned about making a change, or when I'm feeling stuck and not knowing which direction to go in. And the first is this: risk. Take a risk. Begin writing something on that page. Step off the edge of the known world and risk imagining a better, grander future. When I was writing my very first book, I expected all of the words to come flowing through me perfectly in good English right on the first draft. The reality is that it's not like that. I had to get started, and some of it was haltingly and awkward, and some of it was not good. But I couldn't get to the good parts. I couldn't find the good bits until I started. And in the starting, I had to let some of the mediocre stuff surface and be worked through. So yes, risk. Risk imagining. Risk getting started. I know it's easy to say. Why is it that we don't jump right in? Maybe it's all the voices, you know, the common sense voices that say inside of us that you ought not to. Sometimes we don't start because maybe you've been wounded and afraid to take a step forward to freedom. It can be difficult, you know. Sometimes it's from something that happened a long time ago and it's still there. And sometimes it's from something that happened just a moment ago. Did somebody once tell you you weren't good enough? Did somebody desert you who you trusted? Did somebody betray your love? Did a boss fire you unjustly? Did a parent speak to you harshly, or did somebody say to you something like you were stupid or ugly or this or that? Or did you experience something far worse than any of these? Or did you do something that you now regret, something that you were not able to set right and you wish you had? Risk is taking a chance anyway. Risk is assuming that the creative field that we call divine mind is your blank slate, is your possibility of a fresh start in you in every moment of every day. And risk is the willingness to take that first step in the direction that we think we're headed, despite the fear, despite the past history of failures and successes, despite what anyone thinks, despite what you yourself think. Now, taking that first step is like a birth, and the birth of anything new has built into it a breakthrough process. Once we choose to start, the breakthrough process becomes obvious, whether that's breaking through the soil like a plant or breaking through a shell of an egg like a little bird or breaking through a paralyzing fear. And sometimes in a birth or a new beginning, there is a breaking down that must happen. For example, we can't enjoy the newness of a home remodel, for example, a new project in our home, until we are done navigating through the tearing down part. You know, the drywall might have to come down. There's a whole period when things look and feel worse than they were before. Now, this brings me to the second competency that I use in moments like this. It's called release. And release means it might be time to let things be the way they are, because I know I'm moving through them. Or release can also mean it's time to let some things fall away. And release can mean it's time to let some things go. It's going to be different for different people. I'm thinking of the phrase, and it came to pass. You know, things come to pass in our experience, and yet we hold on to some of them, a few things, not desiring to let them go. So I must risk beginning, taking a step, starting, imagining, and then I must release, especially release the ideas that come up that prevent me from taking the journey. What ideas? Ideas like, I'll be happy once I have the right relationship. Or I'll be complete once he or she acknowledges this or that. Or I'll be worthy once my team or my boss treats me with respect. Or I'll be perfect once there is a cure for this disease. Or if my parents had done this or that, I could have this or that. Release means gently putting those ideas aside for a moment. Release means especially dropping the idea that something outside of you will make you beautiful or happy or free or whole. or holy. So yes, let it all go. Give it up. Let it pass so you can be here fully. Why? Because I want with you to be fully immersed in the infinite possibility of the blank slate that is provided by the creative field called divine mind. There is a story the Dalai Lama tells about a blessing of a Buddhist temple in a poor Indian town, North India, I believe. And the speaker at the blessing of the temple said something like, now, with the Buddha's blessing, the town is sure to prosper. And the somewhat half-joking comments of the Dalai Lama were to the effect that if the prosperity of the city depended on the blessing of the Buddha, then the city should have been prosperous a long time ago. Now, what that story does for me is it reminds me to do my part. And my part might be described as to follow through and to follow up. And that's the third competency. Risk, release, and then follow through, follow up. And that means to me that I am to pay attention to the opportunities, the hints, the open doors that life produces the minute I make that decision to risk. And an important way to follow through, in addition to taking action, an important way to follow through is by way of spiritual practice. Sitting in the silence, walking in nature, doing yoga. Because these are the practices that open me up to the intuitive nudges that life gives once I have made that decision to risk. It is important to pay attention to what life puts in front of us. And to trust that some of it will lead somewhere and some of it won't. Like some of the writing on the blank page will be useful and some of it won't. And also to trust that what is needed will emerge at its perfect right time. And that brings us to the final piece, the final competency, to trust. Oh, to trust. Especially at such times when our human minds cannot conceive of the solution, the outcome. When we don't have enough information, like about the pandemic, when we are anxious or impatient, or when it seems like we have gone as far as we can go and there is this space, this expanse, the place between where I am and where I want to be. Trust is the element that comes into play right here. And to me, it means I am to remind myself that there is a creative field called infinite mind, and it is around me and in me and through me. It is the witness of my soul. It's waiting on me and waiting for me. And it is responding to me just as it is responding to you right now. What is your soul, your heart, prompting you to do? I'd like to bring our time together to close with the spiritual mind treatment from our beautiful book, Prayers of Wisdom and Vision, for this week. There is one mind. It is the ever-present and all-inclusive divine mind. This mind is forever renewing. from itself into creation through its creation. It is the birthplace of all new ideas. It is the birthplace of all creative solutions. And through this one mind, all of life is traveling to a fuller expression, an expression of freedom and joy. My mind, and here I mean the universal mind, my mind is an essential aspect of the one mind. The creativity of this mind expresses through me, and it results in freedom and joy. So I accept in this moment, through this prayer, this affirmative prayer, a great realization of the power of renewal that is available to me, bestowed upon me. I travel my unique path, and as I do, I remember I am forever connected to the one mind. So creative solutions and new ideas come to me all the time, daily. And I am moving toward a greater experience of freedom and joy for myself and also for all beings. So I cooperate with the guidance afforded to me by this unrestricted generosity of that creative field that I call Divine Mind Spirit. Rejoicing then in this realization as it is being revealed through these words, rejoicing in it, I accept. I accept it as done, as real, and done through the one mind. And so it is.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Mann, and I'm a prayer practitioner emeritus here at the center. And I have the opportunity to share some wonderful events along with a couple of friends. So stay tuned after the music and meet my two friends. The first one is Pat Byrne, practitioner who would like to share her experience of Circles for Spiritual Connection, which are small groups that meet weekly for several weeks to talk about what matters. To sign up for the next series, please register by the end of the day tomorrow. My other friend is Reverend Tara Steele, and she would like to share about a new class that's coming up. So there's a little video of her telling us all about her class, which is called Revealing Wholeness. So stay tuned. You know, it's the first Sunday of the month, and what I like to do is go to the website, www.csslsr.org, and I print out the bulletin, which is 4 pages of fabulous information, resources, and opportunities. So I like to hold it in my hand. You might want to do the same thing. I want to highlight a couple of things for you. First of all, February is Black History Month, and this week, Olivia Kinsler talks about microaggressions, what they are, and the impact that they have. That happens this Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. And this very afternoon, Full Circle is gathering to talk about getting older, challenges, death, well, really topics that deserve more attention than they get. Full Circle begins today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, details about how to access these and all of our resources are on the website. Finally, is there something in your heart or in your mind that you would like to shift a little bit or maybe celebrate? Well, our practitioners are waiting for you. And they are in our virtual prayer rooms. You access that at the end of the broadcast by going to the special link, and someone will be there to greet you warmly. That's all for today, but stay tuned for my friends. And thank you so much for your presence today. So grateful that we're remaining connected. Bye-bye for now.
Hi, my name is Pat Byrne. I want to share with you my experience with spiritual circles. I first joined this past fall. We meet every week for an hour and a half. You are given some questions from the previous Sunday service, and so you really tend to go deeper. Not only that, you get to learn from all the other people in your circle. And during this pandemic, it's been so wonderful to be with other people. I have 6 new friends. I am going to facilitate a new group because I feel like people should be able to experience all the good that I have. So think about joining one.
Hi, my name is Letitia Hankey, and I am the founder of the Lion Foundation. And if you haven't heard about us, I'm honored to tell you a little bit about our programs. Our senior activity program was designed to help our seniors be a little healthier. And we have a nutrition program and a yoga program to teach a little bit more about how to eat healthier and how to get some exercise for better mobility. We also have our Turner Arts Initiative. Turner is my maiden name. And that is a music and arts program that we designed because I was bullied as a kid growing up in a pretty much all-white town. I was bullied for being black at a very young age, and I took to music and playing the trumpet that helped me through a lot of those hard times. So I started a program for our youth that are going through that same thing, bullying, depression, and also obesity and all the things that our young people go through. And they now get to channel a lot of that negative energy into something positive like creative arts, music, and performing arts. And that's a camp that we do, and also we do a talent show as well, which you can watch on YouTube if you want to see our talent show. And then lastly is our Next Gen Trades Academy program. And our Next Gen Trades Academy program was designed for our ages 16 to 24. And basically, we've had high school students dropping out, college students dropping out, not knowing what they want to do in life. And we created a program to teach them about construction trades. I'm a contractor. I've been a contractor in the roofing industry for 25 years, and I wanted to be able to find a way to give back to our young people and have them know that they have an opportunity to have an amazing life and career in the construction trades. So we're helping a lot of our disadvantaged youth, our probation youth, get into these types of industries and have an amazing career in construction. So those are our main 3 programs. We are launching our Auto Academy soon as well. So we appreciate you guys, and thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you again.
This term, I'm teaching a brand new class, Revealing Wholeness. It begins on Friday, February 12th. As I've been reviewing the materials in preparation for the class, I've been gifted a new mantra. I am at home in my body. If this resonates with you, I invite you to join us in class. Registration continues through Wednesday, February 10th, in Stepping Stones Bookstore online. Together in class, we will deepen our experience of the wholeness that we are.
I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. Every beat of my heart is a new beginning. Every breath I take is a new beginning. Every thought I think is a new beginning. Every song I sing, I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. Every beat of my heart is a new beginning. Every breath I take is a new beginning. Every thought I think is a new beginning. Every song I sing, I open my heart to a new beginning. A new beginning starts today. Spirit within me moves me, and I'm open. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning.